Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Daniel is the director of the Political Futures Consultancy, a political economy analyst and futurist, and a regular guest lately on Chai FM. Daniel, before we get into the business of the day, you being 100% sample, I'm just quite interested in your take on gefilte fish, a fan or not?
That's probably the best question I've had all day, Simon. So thanks for having me on board. I'm going to politely decline.
You see, that's my point. That is my point. How did it last so long? I don't know anybody who can stomach the stuff, but it is fascinating. It's probably there's a doctorate way to be written there somewhere, I reckon. The other thing I wanted to do was to thank you a huge deal for writing an article in News 24 today for the cost of rescuing South Africa, because you've done all the hard work. You've reviewed the very dense speech by our president last night, which I watched, and I'm not sure I understood, and I thought, who better to unpack it than you?
Well, thanks very much. Look, it was a dense speech. It was certainly dense in terms of numbers.
Yeah,
but you know, it provided us with a sort of a blueprint of this sort of this rescue package, support package as it might be. It's 500 billion rand being dispersed to a variety of categories of South Africa. In particular, the speech was designed to help those indigent, the poorest of the poor, those who were really hungry and unemployed. So I know there's been some criticism of the speech that perhaps it didn't go far enough in helping, other medium-sized enterprises, or even, those sort of sole entrepreneurs themselves who have found themselves out of the loop, not just here, I might add, but in the UK and elsewhere as well. But clearly, you must see last night in the context of the potential social dislocation that can occur in a country with 30, 40, 50% unemployment, especially amongst young people. And that's really the target of it.
Yeah, that is interesting because for those of us who are sitting in the northern suburbs of Illovo, experiencing this lockdown, everything seems really quite peaceful and quite normal, and the air is clean, and we're managing. But I would imagine that out in the townships, you are experiencing something completely and utterly different.
Well, this is always a country of extreme contrasts. A tale of two cities is the good cliche about most of our cities. Yeah. And those inequalities are huge. And it's very difficult, I think, for middle-class South Africans to necessarily put themselves in the shoes of those who are particularly vulnerable at the best of times, let alone particularly vulnerable at the worst of times. So this package, does go some way, I think, certainly for the next 6 months, to providing those additional support grants, the child support grants, yes. Now support grants also for those who are unemployed. I think the troublesome aspect, two sort of more problematic aspects of what we heard last night was certainly, exactly how the distribution of these funds are going to take place. We're not that well known for great efficiencies when it comes to our social income grants. And here we are getting a sort of a cash offering to a wide variety of South Africans who have to get this in an equitable and relatively efficient manner. And I think there's a question mark as to how quickly we can disperse this. So I think that's the first challenge. And the second challenge, obviously, is it's a lot of money, 500 billion rand. That's nearly 10% of our GDP in a support package. The money's got to come from somewhere. And what wasn't explained really clearly last night was exactly how we're going to account for all of this. That'll come out in the wash over the next week or so in the Minister of Finance's appropriation bill. But, I think how we're going to source the money, whether it's going to come from the IMFs, the World Banks, whether it'll come from other projects which you have to reprioritize your spend, whether it'll come from the taxpayer. These are all issues that we don't quite know the details of yet.
So that was interesting because I certainly picked up references to IMF and international organizations last night. And there had been a reluctance, I believe, up until this point to exploit those sources because they come with tremendous obligations, don't they? You don't just borrow the money. You have to make certain undertakings and behave in certain ways. It is interesting that they appear to have got to that point where they're prepared to do that.
Yeah, well, I think we saw last night, probably for the first time, a South African president referred to, in particular, the IMF and World Bank. Yes. Don't forget, President Ramaphosa also referred to the what used to be called the BRICS Development Bank and the African Development Bank as well. So, but yes, I think when push comes to shove, when you are really cash-strapped as we are, and when you have this huge bill in terms of stimulus, bridging finance, and all the rest, you're going to have to make up the shortfall. The money is available from the IMF and the World Bank. And don't forget, both of those institutions have special COVID-19 funds that don't carry with them the same amount of what we call conditionality as would normally be the case. So there would be disbursements without perhaps dictating to South Africa what it should do or what kind of economic policies it should have. And that makes it a little easier for the ANC. Yeah. To potentially take that money.
Interesting. Interesting. I hear you. What is interesting also is that two months ago we were talking about Eskom's debt. What is it? 450 billion odd, and wondering where we were going to finance that and how we were going to pay for that. And now suddenly we have come up with 500 billion. I mean, it is quite something for a country who is a little bit in hock to the extent that we are.
Well, we are in hock. We've got a high budget deficit. And I think you're quite right in pointing out some of these issues that were there before COVID-19. I mean, that Eskom debt hasn't gone away. We still ultimately are going to have to find hundreds of billions of rand in order to at least settle that. What COVID-19 has done, it has given us some legitimacy to borrow more money because everybody's going to be doing this. So it's not as though we stand out from the crowd in terms of borrowing. I mean, you know, most of the developing world, and for that matter, developed countries, are going to find that their debt levels are going to increase quite substantially. So, you know, it tends to perhaps fudge some of those major issues that were there before the outbreak. But still, you know, it is unclear as to how South Africa will pay that Eskom debt. And down the line, some of the more creative, let me say in inverted commas, proposals of using pension fund money may still be on the table when it comes to that. So there's a lot of debate still going ahead as to how we manage our economy in this interim phase until we can kickstart it, hopefully with better policy initiatives. And I mean, there's the point that I just want to make very quickly. You can't just have a 500 billion package without it being underpinned by really good domestic economic policy, which we don't have currently. So there's an added responsibility on the president, and he acknowledged that last night, that things have got to change from a policy perspective.
Very last question for you in the 30 seconds or so that are remaining. If you were grading our president and giving him a report card, what would you give the speech last night and its content?
Well, you know, I think it's difficult to grade a speech because there are different aspects to it. I suspect that, you know, I think I would have given the president, I'm going to give him a fairly solid sort of 66%, let me say, in old percentage terms for last night, because I think he tackled one of the core constituencies that needed help. But there are many others that need help as well that I think haven't been quite adequately dealt with. And exactly how we're going to source this money also, I think, should be a little more clearly explained. But I think it's a reasonably solid pass mark.
A decent start. Daniel Silk, as always, thank you so, so much for your input and for unpacking what was a really complex speech for most of us last night. Much, much, much appreciated.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.